The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everyone, on this May day. I'll tell you, we're looking down the barrel at summertime coming around the corner here, and it's Memorial Day. And thanks to all our members, service members that had given their life. If some of you aren't exactly sure what today is, I know you have a general idea, but Memorial Day is basically what it is an American holiday observed on the last Monday of May. It honors the men and women who died while serving in the military. It was originally known as Decoration Day. It originated in the years following the Civil War and became an official federal holiday in 1971. So there you know a little bit about it. And I'm actually going to go into a little bit more in my report. And where do people go? You know, you wonder, everybody's taken off on Memorial Day. They say Vegas was full. Well, I'm going to give you the top five places. Let's see what we got here. These are the top, I'm kind of surprised. I mean, Chicago's a nice place. They have it listed number one as the tourist place for Memorial Day. And then Las Vegas, I've been hearing that everything's booked there. You got Atlanta and Los Angeles, here we are, and Orlando, Florida. And I know Retha's not with us today. She's on an audition, and she loves when we talk about Southern California, but she just tells you come out and visit and then go home. So here we are, and it's time's moving by as usual. We're going to go into our hot topic time here. And it's drum roll to hot.
Ripped from the headline. Today's hot topic.
Okay, I'm going to give you a little report. Retha does the tech time and so on. So in economictimes.com, I found a weird but true facts about technology. So I'm going to give you about 10 of them. Weird but true facts about technology. Okay, here we go. Number one, changing fonts can save printer ink. The theory is if you use lighter font with a lighter stroke, you will use slightly less ink per page. And you know how expensive the ink is. Number two, email existed before the World Wide Web. All right, how about that? There is a clip in the YouTube, How to Send an Email Database 1984. This is from a tech TV show called Database, and basically showed how to send an email. QWERTY, Q-W-E-R-T-Y, QWERTY, if I pronounce that right, was designed to show or to slow you down, and then place a comment. They placed an alphabetic system in a certain distance from each other, and it basically slowed down the typer. Number four, 92% of world currency is digital. That means most of the money you earn, transact with, use to buy goods or services, etc., exists only in computers and hard drives. How about that? Number five, domain name registrations were free until 1995. And in 1956, 5 megabytes of data checked out. How much do you think we should do this on one of Eric's little test things? Who gets the right answer? In 1956, 5 megabits of data weighed in at 1 ton. The mouse was first called the XY position indicator for displays. Number eight, Russia built a computer that ran on water in 1936. That QWERTY versus ABC layouts and advanced graphic calculations. Before smartphones, there was a time when digital diaries and advanced calculators were popular. Wikipedia needs an army of anti-vandal bots. purposefully, they altering facts with malice. And, you know, that's common stuff we hear. Okay, I got to take a breath after that one. So I hope I gave you some little tips. And now we're going to go on to Jim's Hot Topic. That's me.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim's from Jim.
Well, it's Memorial Day, and we thank and honor all those who served and gave their lives for the service of the U.S. military. And what was the actual sacrifice in numbers of the people lost in war, those military? All right, just to give you some stats, in World War I, 116,516 Americans were lost. In World War II, 405,399. Vietnam, 90,220. Korea, 54,226. These are the number of people lost. Which war had the most casualties? Believe it or not, the Civil War, 498,332. That's 500,000 people were lost in the Civil War. In the news, the footage on this is unbelievable. The storm that hit, it was after a, well, basically, I was, you know, I was looking at these pictures, and it's just unbelievable. A major storm hit, where was it, Ellicott City, Maryland. The National Weather issued a flash flood emergency for the city, saying it is extremely dangerous and potentially catastrophic situation. The video I saw, it looked like a raging river going down the street. And this is amazing. The river rose 17 feet in 2 hours. So that's definitely a record breaker. President Trump to make a Memorial Day visit to Arlington National Cemetery. And this is kind of interesting. There's a man, an immigrant. He had climbed up in a Paris apartment building, climbed up four stories from the outside because there was a three-year-old hanging from one of the railings, four stories up, and he saved him. He became a national hero. President Trump canceled the meeting with North Korea, Kim Jong-il, because of negative rhetoric coming before the meeting. The U.S. and North Korea are on an urgent situation. They're trying to get the meeting back on track. Iceland is a country whose inhabitants are basically gun supporters. And what's interesting, though, there hasn't been a shooting since 2007 there. LeBron James leads Cavs to the fourth straight NBA Finals and his eighth in a row. And there you go. It's about all I got time for right now, so let's move along. And
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way. Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. Easy Way specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the Easy Way TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and Easy Way magazine. Learn more about the beautiful Easy Way Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? at EasyWay Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EasyWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Morning, but I haven't heard back.
And there it is, folks. Okay. You know, we really appreciate all our Radio Boomer Live people that call in and the Easy Wayzers. I mean, it's, you know, and we're trying to help out with all these tips we give you on health and nutrition, or finance, whatever. But we have very interesting guests on here. This is right up our alley, and everybody's regarding a change of times in health and so on and so forth. Our guest is Ann Harrison, but before I bring her on, Ann has a master's degree in human resources, spent over 20 years in the pharmaceutical industry as a human resource generalist.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EasyWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
And we are back. And I have a very special guest on, Ann Harrison, master's degree. And I'll tell you, I wanted to read her biography, but I just want to talk to her because it's so extensive in pharmaceutical industry, health, education, and so on. I'm going to let her go at that and get around because she is an amazing lady, and it's a transition period. Ann, are you on with us? Ann Harrison?
Can you hear me?
There she is. Hello, Ann.
Hi. Well, I'm on the phone because I don't know how to figure out how to use Bob's headset here to hear you.
Hey, you fit right into our Baby Boomer show. Now I feel more comfortable with you, I'll tell you. But, you know, I was just telling our listeners that your biography is so long and impressive and extensive. You're an amazing lady. I don't know how you have time to do all what you do. But, you know, on our show, we talk about finances and insurance and all that kind of stuff. But without what you're doing, it's not going to last very long as far as, you know, the baby boomers, if they're not healthy, it's just not going to last. It's going to be a waste of time. And you are right in there with this research with your boomer boost and everything. Tell us a little bit about how you got into this situation.
Well, I met Bob, the co-founder of Boomers Forever Young, about 6 years ago when I was looking for individuals to attend a seminar that we were holding. And when I contacted him, and that seminar had to do with adult stem cells and an adult stem cell enhancer product, you know, to get more stem cells in circulation. You know, they're in our blood since the day we're born. Once we pop out of our mother's womb, we create adult stem cells out of our bone marrow. And so when I called him on the phone, He said, Ann, it sounds like you know a lot about adult stem cells. I've been taking that product for quite a number of years. He said he was one of the first people to even learn about that product when that company launched. And he said, I don't really need to go to your seminar, but if I know anyone that needs to know more about adult stem cells for health reasons, I'll certainly have them phone you. And more and more people were phoning me. And then after that first conversation with Bob, when I hung up the phone, I told my husband, well, I just met one of the most brilliant people that I've ever met in my whole lifetime, and if I ever had a life-threatening situation, he'd be the first person that I'd consult with. And so a period of time went by, and one of my friends had some health challenges that she was experiencing, and one day I just said, well, why don't you call Bob? He can help you.
Amazing.
Yep, and then about 3 months... Yes, go on.
Well, you know, the top 10 medical issues that basically baby boomers have, which you probably know, preaching to the choir, are type 2 diabetes, heart disease, cancer, depression, Alzheimer's, arthritis, and caregiver stress, eye issues, obesity, and hepatitis C. And it sounds like you would be really targeting some of these with what you have.
Well, you know, stem cells is a piece of the puzzle. But guess what gets the stem cells where they need to go? Good blood flow.
Exactly.
And so all of those diseases, you know, you named probably about 8. I wasn't counting. But they all have one root cause, and that's poor blood flow. There are over 45,000 catalog diseases. But every disease or illness only has one root cause, poor blood flow. And why is that? Because every cell in our body, to be healthy, needs a rich supply of oxygen and a rich supply of nutrients. And they can't
this,
get those.
It sounds like what you're saying. I saw this article Dr. Oz stated in one of his shows that his quote was, 90% of health problems in older adults can be attributed to a buildup of fatty tissues and a metabolism that decreases with age. Being overweight isn't only unattractive, but it can cause diabetes, low libido, fatigue, and depression. So it sounds like what you're talking about with the blood flow is that might relate to the fatty tissues and the clogging up the arteries and so on and so forth. So this is kind of the bottom line here is you have to have good blood flow.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of us are across America, we're trying. We might not recognize we're trying to increase our blood flow. This is why there's billions of dollars spent every year on prescription drugs for cholesterol-lowering drugs, high blood pressure medication, blood-thinning drugs, for example. All right, we don't give much thought. Well, why are we taking those drugs? To get our blood to flow better. Why do many people go to massage therapy to get more blood into the tissues? You know, why do they get chiropractic adjustments, acupuncture to get the blood flowing better? Things that we don't think of, yoga, exercise, but guess what? Even our conditioned athletes, aren't we shocked when we hear that they were in the middle of a run and they dropped dead of a heart attack?
Yeah, yeah.
And those people have the best blood flow probably of us all. So people are missing a link, a very important link, and we think we know what that missing link is, something that we discovered a couple years ago. But in any event, it's all blood flow.
That's amazing. And, you know, that's true. I read an article about a runner, and this guy was known for how many miles a day he ran, and he died, I don't know how old he was, but middle age. And you hear about athletes, over-athletes, when they're young, they just go crazy with the exercise and the workouts. And then they have a heart problem when they get older, enlarged heart or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
But you see, what's happening is, let's say all these things that we're doing to get the blood flow better, and even the athletes who should have the best blood flow in the world, the missing link is they're getting probably good blood flow to their arteries and larger blood vessels, and their veins are, you know, have good blood flow, but that's only 25% of the puzzle.
25%. So we're a baby boomer show, basically dealing with people that were born from 1946 to 1964, the baby boomers years. And now, this is one of the issues. They don't have to necessarily shuffle along after 60 or, you know, like what you say, takes you two tries to get up off the couch. It's almost like they follow a pattern. So the boomer boost is something that that kind of opens the door to and from the inside out and how to get you back on track, right?
Our boomer boost is a phenomenal product. And it took 5 years of scientific research to come up with the exact vitamins and minerals in those perfect ratios to give us total comprehensive nutrition. There's over like 70 ingredients in that boomer boost. But as Bob says, and we could be taking the best nutritional supplements and products in the world, but if we can't get those nutrients to get to all of our estimated 100 trillion cells, just depends how much you weigh, how many trillions of cells you have, they'll say that all that good nutrition doesn't do us very much good if it can't get to where it needs to go.
Yeah. Wow. That's getting to the root of the cause. Bob's done his homework for sure. And
mm-hmm.
What was it that kind of like turned you to the direction? Because you were big into the pharmaceutical industry and so on. And then you started getting into the natural causes. What part of your life, you know, gave you that change to, we got to get to the root of the problem? And you came across Boomer Boost.
Well, years ago, I used to head up a human resources department, and we were servicing 750 people at a pharmaceutical company. And, you know, in human resources, we're supposed to be helping our employees out whenever possible. And it would break my heart when someone would come in to say that their medical doctor basically said, there's nothing else we can do. You better just go home and get your affairs ready because you're not going to be living too much longer.
Wow.
And so I'd feel very helpless, you know, because pretty much I could help our employees with most any other thing they could throw my way in terms of a problem, but not that. So I said, well, you know, there's got to be something I could do and learn to be able to perhaps help people. And this is when I think complementary medicine is very, very important. You know, it used to be called alternative medicine, but now I think the conventional medical community is recognizing that they would like their patients to do exactly what they're saying, but let's complement it. You know, let's put many arrows in our quiver, so to speak, to combat a problem, just not depend on one. And so that's how I pretty much got initially involved.
Fortunately for a lot of people, you and Bob's program here, this could be a real game changer. And, boy, it's needed because, you know, you go out and just observe people and, you know, like weight is an issue. And even in other countries now, it's becoming an issue. A lot of the Asian children were small and now they're getting bigger because of the diet changes. So, and that leads on to, you know, the adult problems and everything that goes with it. So give us your information and how people can contact you for Boomer Boost. And this is just an amazing program. I'm excited about this. I think it's going to be a real game changer. What we're going to do, Ann, is we're going to have some, like, before and after situations. People, we're going to, you know, relate them to the Boomer Boost, get them on that program, and then talk to them. And how long does it take if they get on a program like this to really feel some difference?
You know, it will depend upon the health status of the individual. Like, for example, one reason that we have so many health challenges, you're talking about gaining weight. As Bob will say, well, people can be 300, 400, 500 pounds, and they got that way because their body's not absorbing their nutrients. And what one of our flagship products does, you know, the Boomer Barley, it's going to help us for nutrient absorption, because one reason we don't even get the nutrients into our system, even before we're talking about blood flow, is here in America by the age of 30, based on the diet that we're eating. We have developed a very hard plaque over our small intestine, so we're only usually able to absorb 15 to 20% of our nutrients because of that hard plaque. Yep. Now, if we take something like, well, there's no other product like it, but so if we take Boomer Barley, which is made out of 100% organic sprouted barley seeds, finely ground down, within probably about 60 to 90 days, somewhere in that time, that Boomer Barley is going to get the plaque off of our small intestine through time.
Boomer Barley. Well, that's a good tip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we can start absorbing not just 15 to 20% of our nutrients, but then up to 95% of our nutrients. And the hunger signal only comes on when the body's craving nutrients. So this is why these people, 300, 400, 500 pounds, they're constantly hungry because their body's craving nutrients and they eat more and more and more. Versus people that are on our product, Eric, for example, I barely remember to eat. I have to tell myself sometimes to eat because I'm getting this total comprehensive nutrition every day.
Yeah. See, that's just that sometimes you get so busy, our diets are thrown way off. Oh, Ann, we want to have you back. This is too interesting, but our time is up, and I want to talk to you on the side about this stuff and have you back.
Sure.
Because
sure.
this is a definite game changer for not only baby boomers, but anybody. So give us your information again for the Boomer Boost and contacting you or however.
Website? Anyone can go to our website at www.boomer, B like in Baker, O-O-M-E-R like baby boomer, right? Boomerboost,
yes.
B-O-O-S-T.com, boomerboost.com. And we do have a phone number here I can provide you, 727-443-2500. And when people call in, we'll be happy to spend quite a bit of time on the phone with them to educate them about our products and to learn of their situations to get them started.
Very good, Ann. Thank you so much. And this is really jaw-dropping information, and this is a gold mine. So thank you again for coming on. I know you're a busy lady, and Boomer Boost, you're in. I'll tell you, this is exciting. So, like I said, I'd like to have you on again, and I want to talk to you on the side about stuff and get some more information.
Looking very much forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Thank you very much, Ann.
Have a great holiday.
Thanks. See, guys, I told you this is interesting stuff, and I'll tell you, we have to have Ann back and give us more information on this because this gets to the heart of the problem, and there are a lot of problems. I don't know. I'm going to check with the engineer. Do we have another caller? Carmelita's Corner.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, here we are again. And happy, happy top of the morning to you on this bright, beautiful Memorial Day. And I want to welcome a very special person. His name is Marvin Robinson. Good morning, Marvin.
Good morning, Carmelita.
Yeah, well, here we are. I mean, we woke up another day. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
good to
indeed.
Hear.
Yeah,
good
and
to hear your voice.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, I have heard so much about you through our mutual friend in Las Vegas. I want to give a shout out to Onita Polk. She's really been pumping it up and directing a lot of fabulous people our way here in sunny California, and
well,
you're one of them.
I think what you're doing is fantastic, and I feel very humbled to be a part of your interview. Thank you so much.
Well, I just want to let folks know something about you. First of all, you're more or less Lou Rawls personified, and all of our greats. You are a tribute to great, fabulous singers like Frank Sinatra and Engelbert Humperdinck. And it's just wonderful what you're doing, you know, to keep this kind of music going and keep it where it can continue to be appreciated. And I understand that you are a regular at the Smokehouse in Toluca Lake.
I've been there for 15 years, and it's, believe it or not, Carmelita, it's one of the last spots where it's a cabaret room where young people can come and see what it was really like back in the day when, you know, we were doing our thing.
Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how much music has changed. But, I think that all music is very valuable, and I think it's very important for the new generation to capture some of that, too, and to be able to enjoy and appreciate it. You know, some of the names that I mentioned, you know, sometimes you think that it's just a household name, but, you know, the young people sometimes don't always recognize them. It's unbelievable because they were such giants during our day, you know. And,
yes, and you're right. That's the beauty of it, the whole thing, you know, that they can come and see me do a tribute to Lou Rawls. One of the biggest songs that he did was for his first gold record was Love is a Hurting Thing. And people really take that all in. And then obviously the big hit was with Gamble and Huff, You'll Never Find Another Love Like Mine.
Yeah, that's my favorite. I really love that one. And I expect for our listening audience to get a little taste of that before we head on down the road. But tell me, how did you come to decide to do a tribute to Lou Rawls?
Well, I knew Lou. We weren't real good personal friends, but I did meet him a few times and obviously just admired his voice. I mean, you hear that voice and you know it's Lou automatically. And I was just able to go back on that and look at all the Capitol Records catalog and everything, and I just said, my gosh, it was such good stuff that needed to be put back out there and let everybody know that, you know, Lou did, you know, Dead End Street, he did Tobacco Road, he did See You When I Get There. I mean, there were so many songs that really weren't number one hits, but they were still very strong hits in the R&B market. I got to keep these alive and keep that going, along with my first set of the night at the Smokehouse. I do a song by a good friend, Sammy Davis Jr., and that is What Kind of Fool Am I? Yeah, and the people just can't get enough of that, because I saw Sammy do that at the Sands in Las Vegas, which is no longer there now, but as I stood backstage, and I was at the Frontier Hotel working with Harry James and Phil Harris as an opening act. So, I did my time in Vegas, and thank goodness for Vegas back in those days, because it was such a good training ground for entertainers to get their feet on the ground. As you well know, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. Well, I haven't had that much of a stint in Las Vegas, but I have had an opportunity to perform there. In fact, I was the opening act many, many years for one of our greatest singers. So, you know, that takes me back a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, there's nothing like it. Debbie Reynolds worked at the Desert Inn. I was there with her as an opening act and some other singers as well. But, I mean, it was just a good thing. And, you know, I try to tell young people today that come see me at the Smokehouse, get out there in front of a crowd of people that you don't know and do your craft, you know, stumble, get on your feet, stumble again, get back, just like the comedians do. You know, they go somewhere, bless their hearts, and they have a forum to get their craft down. Even if I go to a lot of activity directors' places, Belmont, God, I'm not saying it right, but places where they can go and sing for seniors, go there. I mean, they'll even pay you to come there and get a crowd in front of you and put on a track show, or if you're able to bring in a musician, a piano player, and do that, and get your craft going. You know, that's one of the few spots, you know, that is left around the country, around L.A. and everywhere, that I always do as well. And they love to hear the songs from the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, and on up.
Yes, you're so right. And, you know, there is a plethora of talent in this city. I think it's because of the tradition of Hollywood. You know, this is where everybody's attracted to the glitz and glamour and the stars and all of that. And we're really, really flowing with the talent and beauty. I mean, you can just walk down the street and it looks like a fashion show, you know. It's just amazing. But I think, in that regard, you know, it might seem a little bit intimidating to any performer that's looking around and thinking, oh, my God, there's so many in the same stew. But I think the thing that's most important is to be yourself, be true to yourself, do your thing. It doesn't matter what everybody else is doing. Just do you. You know, that's a new thing, that new saying that came up from one of our household names. I really like that, because it's very meaningful. And of course, the most important thing is to serve the most high above, that most of us call God. So when we use our voice to elevate, to inspire, and to lead people in a direction where they can reach their highest platitude, then we're doing our job.
Here's the spot I'd just like to say to your listeners and everything that are entertainers. You can go to a jam session, blues jam session, and get up on stage and do one or two songs. I'm in Palm Desert right now with a couple of other friends of mine, and we went to a place called Vicky's and nightclub, and I have never been there, but I was asked to come up and sing a song. Obviously, I did Lou Rawls, and they loved it, and I'm going to go back again. But, you know, that's one level of getting up in front of people. But if you really want to get in front of people, go to some of the senior facilities where they need entertainment and they never get it, and say, okay, I'll give you an hour. That'll make you do your homework. That'll make you really see what it's like to do an hour show and how to pace your show, how to put your show up on its feet. And the confidence will come out of you then. You know, talk to me, talk to you, talk to other people that are doing it. And, you know, it just goes on from there. And by the way, I'd love to invite you down, Carmelita, to my spot and get on stage with me.
Oh, my goodness, you're going to put me to the test.
I'm up there with a turquoise suit on. I mean, I come dressed as an entertainer when I'm on stage, because people want to see that. They want to
see,
they're spending money to come, and they brought their date with them, or they brought their families, and they want to see something besides just eating when they come to the smokehouse.
It doesn't take too much to get me up on the stage. In fact, my husband thinks I'm a ham, but,
there
you know, it's okay.
There we go. I'm not one of those hoggish kind of people about my stage. If I know you can sing and you got what it takes, then please, I'm honored.
I'm honored that you've invited me. In fact, when I mentioned the singer of distinction that I opened the show for in Las Vegas, it was Joe Tex. And his saxophone player, player Spooky, does exactly the very thing that you've been talking about. He actually has made a great living in Florida on putting together an amazing show. A lot of it's tropical, you know, Caribbean kind of thing. I've been there to see his shows there at those homes, and he's done very well for himself. My husband and I, when we went to visit Florida the last time, of course, we caught his show there, and they just love him. I mean, he's put together such a great act. He's in demand. I mean, I don't know how he keeps up with himself, you know, but many years ago, I sang with his band, you know, when he was just doing the band thing, you know, and it got to be a bit much. I think it's more agreeable to him now that he has his show and he can you know, lay it out the way it is, the way he wants it, and it's all computerized, and he doesn't have to worry about a musician that may have to cancel or whatever. You know, he just pushes the button, and there it is.
Yeah. Well, I've got some good guys in L.A., and I've known them for years and years and years. They work with me at the Smokehouse, and, I mean, I'm pretty connected out there, and, I mean, I'm born and raised in Pasadena, you know, California. So I've seen them come and go as time has gone by. I think the R&B music is kind of flatlined out right now for a minute or two, but I'm sure it'll come back around. And thank goodness for Bruno Mars coming out with some of that old school classic dress up choreography. I mean, nobody's doing that kind of stuff these days, but I'm so glad to see it, you know. That
I am, too, and he's one of the few people that my husband, Jerry Pittman, enjoys. You know, my husband is a real stiff critic of music. Yeah. If you can get past him, you can get past anybody. He's just really hard on entertainment and live music. But, you know, I've been encouraging him to go ahead and take up this invitation that he's had for years. They've been trying to recruit him to be a singer in the Delphonics, but he was busy, you know, with his gig. He was with CNN, and then he went on to NBC, and now he's basically retired. But, you know, I still have dreams that someday that I'd like to see him on the stage. In fact, I'd like to see us up on the stage together. But, you know, only God knows what's in store for us, you know.
I will be there, Carmelita. It's funny because I just talked to a keyboard player last night at Vicky's, and he played like Oscar Peterson. And this boy was incredible. And he was talking about the Delphonics because I told him I do some of Delphonics. You know, La 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 means I love
you. Oh, yeah, I love that. That's one of my favorites. Well, then you must know Norman Carter. That's Jerry's connection there. Norman is the new lead singer, you know, for the Delphonics, and doing great. Yeah. He calls here all the time, you know, so they're really good buddies. But listen, you know, I'm looking at the clock, and I want people to get a chance to hear some of your great music. But before we leave the air, I do want them to know how to find you at the Smokehouse. That is in Toluca Lake at 4420 Lakeside Drive. The zip is 91505. So look him up, folks. Check him out. I mean, I can't wait to see you. And, you know, I'm going to be up jumping up on that stage.
Please. Smokehouse has been there since 1946.
So thanks for being our guest. And I want to thank Onita for always sending me wonderful people to be guests on Carmelita's Corner. And I want to thank Easyway Network, which has made me part of their family, and my wonderful co-host, Jim Zulli, and Aretha Gray, who's a what you call working actress. She's on an audition today. But, you know, it's just wonderful getting this platform and being able to connect with people like yourself and put it out there. So thanks again for coming on.
No problem.
I want to bring you
as long as you live, someone who loves you tender like I do. You'll never find, no matter where you search, someone who cares about you the way I do. Do you remember? It was just us two. Well, I'm not trying to make you think, baby, but I
Okay, Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita is an amazing lady. She's, you know, at events, and she knows so many people. And she's up on stage singing, and she has her rose breast cancer. And she's just involved in so much. But anyway, it's Memorial Day, and we want to thank everybody for tuning in. And we have, let me see if we have, I have a special friend of mine who was a World War II veteran, Tom Catalgo. Tom, you on with us?
I'm here.
There he is. Guys, this is Tom Catalgo, if I got the name right. Tom, I keep pronouncing your last name wrong. I've known you for years. Tom was the inventor of the, you remember, Help, I've Fallen, I Can't Get Up, the medical alert. He was the genius behind that. And he was also, he's the founder of Better Visions for Children for the eye situations with children. He works very, very hard at that. Tom, thanks for coming on. I know it's a busy day for you. I didn't know if you'd be heading out early this morning, but I got a hold of you. Thanks for coming on. And
well, I appreciate your calling, Jim.
And
no,
so much
I've got an
doing.
Event later on in the day, all kinds of things going on out there for veterans, but happy to be here.
Yeah, and you're a busy guy. You're working with Better Visions for Children, and you're just going. And I don't want to give away your age, but I'm going to give it away. I guess you're in the 94 category, right?
Not quite. 93, Jim.
Okay. We're shooting for 94. But
right.
And you know, you hear people say, boy, it seems like yesterday. Could you say that about when you first went in the military? Or that you can't really. That's a long time ago. I don't think you'd be saying that. But do you remember that era when you first went in the military?
Sure. War had broken out, and I was working at the MIT Radiation Laboratory doing research and development for a little RAN, a long-range radio navigation system, and some sophisticated versions of radar. That helped us win the War of the Atlantic because we were getting killed over there, you know, by the U-boat fleet. And thinking one out of three of our ships at that time, the Navy had no real useful means of navigation along that North Atlantic route until we came along with radar and Lorraine.
Right.
So, yeah, and I was like 17 when I finally got into the Navy to get out there where the action was. But they sent me down to the Naval Research Lab in Washington, where I spent most of my time there, and got across the pond a few times. Navy and the merchant ships installed some of the equipment and used it properly.
Take us back to where Tom was, and you heard or you read or whatever about Pearl Harbor. What, you know, like, where were you? How did that affect you? What were you like? You heard it on the news, or how'd that happen?
Oh, God, I remember well. I was in high school, and the last year of high school, and we just all wanted to get out and volunteer, which all of my two brothers and I did. And it was a time when you felt like if we didn't do something about it, we'd all be speaking German. So you just did it. So I was lucky.
So were you,
I was lucky.
Did they actually announce it in school? That
that's
how you got the word. Must have been a lot of talking going on with you and your friends about, and how did you and your friends and your family decide what branch of the service to go into? I mean, you meet up with your brothers and your friends, and I mean, did you talk about, well, I don't know, where are you going? I'm going to the Army, I'm going to the Navy. How'd that break up?
Well, it just happened. One of my brothers went into the Air Force, and my other brother went into the Navy also. So, you know, you just took the path of least resistance, I guess, is what it was. Or if you like to fly, you went to the Air Force, you know, that type of thing.
You wanted the Navy?
I went to the Navy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what you wanted?
Yeah, it was, because the Navy was using the same stuff we developed at MIT, and I just, you know, felt was a natural transition.
And then, I mean, you got a bunch of guys in high school, you know, like going on your dates, doing your thing, doing your homework. All of a sudden, you're on ships going, talk about a transition. You're going on ships to Germany and Japan and everything. What, that's a major change in everybody's life, from being on the farm or being in the city back there in the 50s or, you know, in the 40s.
Right.
To all of a sudden, boy, talking about a change of pace, huh?
Yeah, well, it's a real change when you're on a fantail of a naval vessel and you see a torpedo coming at you and it goes underneath you. It didn't hit the ship because the fantail goes out like 40 feet, but we looked down and saw it passing by.
Oh, man.
We're all kind of lucky that day.
Little did you know that when you're in high school and you can't wait till the bell goes off so you can go have lunch, that you'd be looking at torpedoes coming at you.
Yeah, really, really. Hey, Jim, I did want to just mention something about the screening that we do and the new home vision test kit. I think everybody should know about this because it is a game changer for children all over the world. We're getting into Mexico and Kenya, Africa, and now Vietnam with this, as well as doing.
And you're talking about preventing eye disasters with children, and you mentioned to me even President Carter's grandchildren had this, right?
Right. Yeah. It's called amblyopia, otherwise known as lazy eye, and what it is just blind eye. For life, if you don't get to it before age 4 or 5. And most of the time, we don't. With all of our communication skills and all the good things we have going for us, we don't test the kids. That's the problem. We all assume here that the kids have been tested by somebody, and guess what? Nobody's done it. So they get to school, they have problems. Like at least 35-40%, according to the federal government, start school in this country with an undetected vision problem that will affect their learning. Can you believe this?
Wow.
And we just let it happen. But in Sweden, where they've mandated vision screening for a number of years, get this now, everybody should know this, they've eliminated this leading cause of blindness that I have, amblyopia, which creates all kinds of problems on the highway. People get hit by people because they have amblyopia, because they have no depth perception, have to have two eyes working. In Sweden, they've eliminated this problem, pretty much eliminated amblyopia, and get this now, they've almost eliminated autism over there by doing this preschool vision mandate. Think about that. That's become a pandemic problem here, autism. 1 out of 46 boys now are being diagnosed with it, and 1 out of 50-some girls. And
we're not on top
not
of
having
the problem enough, but you are. You're on top of it with the better visions for children and the test kits. I mean, these test kits got to get out there big time.
Yeah, well, now the incredible thing about the test kits, by the way, we have a patent on it. For the first time ever, people can check the vision of their kids at home. They can do it multiple times. In fact, not just once. It's a kit that can be used every week or every month, and the ophthalmologists of the world recommend that. But they don't do it. They, it's way too expensive to even get to them once. So here they can do this at home. It's actually educational. The kids can learn how to read, as a matter of fact, and speak if you get to them at the right age.
It's a simple test procedure with your kit, right?
Yeah, right. It's a fun thing. There's a chart. They put an eye patch over one eye, then over the other eye. And they can tell in a matter of minutes if there's a problem. If there's that kind of a problem, they see better with one eye than the other. It's an emergency. They can take their kid to any kind of medical facility. We're doing this now in Kenya, where there's always a medical facility somewhere, and they have to test the child, and they have to get some kind of treatment for the child. They can't just turn them away. And so this is a big thing for people that have little or no money, and we've been dealing with a lot of that in Mexico. We've been doing this, by the way, for like 33 years. And it's just something that just has to be done. And we're not doing it.
Well, Tom,
but
I
want
to get you back on and talk more about the test kits. And we're even talking about a tour, the Hope Tour, which we hopefully can get you out on, and go to 14 different cities. and you know, to get the word out, basically. You know, that kind of
That'd
thing.
Be
but
great.
I know you have a full schedule today, you know, being a veteran and so on and so forth. But thanks for coming on, Tom. And how do we get a hold of the Better Visions for Children website?
That's right. Just go on our website, which is bettervisionforchildren.org. You spell it before F-O-R, bettervisionforchildren.org. Or give us a call, 714-637-4034. 714-637-4034.
Very good. 4034.
But anyway, we are getting veterans to help our sponsors hand out these kits at the door. It's an incredible thing for everybody.
Well, it's an amazing program. Well, thank
everybody.
You, Tom, and I'll probably be stopping by there soon and let you know what's going on, and maybe we'll get you
all
on
right,
our
right,
little tour.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom. Bye-bye. Well, guys, that was Tom Catalgo, 93 years old, and he's still going strong, World War II veteran. And I'm going to see, I don't know, we don't have much time yet. Maybe I can get Eric in here. I'm trying to get him to have a day to kick back a little bit. Let's see, engineering, we'll go in engineering. Can we get Eric? Okay, when I hear the music, that means they got a hold of him. Sometimes I can't get him.
Yep. You hear the music, that means that Eric easily is here.
EasyWayNetwork.com. Okay, become an EasyWay business.
Can you hear me?
Right? Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Okay. There you go. Yeah, I can hear you.
I wasn't
right.
Because you were. Dad, how you doing, buddy?
I was just giving out that all that info. EasyWayNetwork.com. Become an EasyWay business member and so on. But Eric, happy Memorial Day, and we had a good show. Glad you could jump on at the end.
Yeah, happy Memorial Day, Dad. It was a good show. And you can hear me good because you're still talking over me. I just want to make sure everybody can hear what I'm saying.
We got you. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
good show.
It was a great Memorial Day and you know, great Memorial Day weekend. We had a little pre barbecue. We're going to be doing it pretty big today. And shout out to all of our EasyWay family and all of the listeners. We're up to good amount of subscribers now for the show and for the network. We're creeping up to 700,000 listeners on EasyWay Radio. Yeah, so we'll have a little fun anniversary, thing we'll be doing. But yeah, I wanted to talk about EasyWay Network and what we're basically doing. We're connecting to a lot of influencers with great content, great information. And so, like, for instance, Jeffrey Stansfield, Advantage Video Systems, they're doing some really cool stuff and giving some great news when it comes to technology and live stream technology and tools. And how to, you know, I'm talking to these top level experts and business owners that play in that particular space and broadcast. And so we're going to have niche specific blogs that we'll be putting out that will be really good information for our listeners and for our subscribers. And if you subscribe to EasyWayNetwork.com, you'll get that information. You'll get updated on your email. Shout out to Gucci Designs for doing the site. We also have a new site that we're going to be launching, a new and improved EasyWay TV site. And I launch EasyWay. We're gearing up, getting ready for the TV portion of what we're doing. We're getting a lot of shows ready to go and getting ready to air everything in the fall. That'll be on Channel 30 and Channel 6 and Apple, Amazon, Roku, Viacom, Comcast, and so much more. We also, Fan TV, Manny Pacquiao's television network, which is very supported by Manny Pacquiao. Let me say it right. Fan TV, we have a channel on Fan TV, and our channel, our TV channel, our live channel is actually on Fan TV right now. So if you go to their Hollywood channel, you'll see that's EasyWay Network, and we're constantly updating. So basically, the membership just associates you and gets you promoted on all these different platforms that we have, and then you get pushed by the EasyWay Network. And so we're always looking for contributors for the magazine, for the network, for the radio, and for the TV that we do. We're always looking for advertisers. And so we're going to have some really cool content coming out, which is all going to be formed into the community EasyWay Access. So if you have an account at EasyWay Access, you'll know right away what's going on. You'll connect to the best of us. We just had Kevin Sorbo, God's Not Dead and Hercules and everything. He just created an account, and RazB, and we have some billionaires on there. Jeffrey, the one I was just telling you about, the technology wizard, and broadcast.
You actually got Kevin on a cover on a magazine.
No, I have not gotten Kevin on a cover of a magazine. I got RazB.
No, not a cover. You got Kevin on an article in a magazine.
Yeah, Kevin's going to be in our magazine, Easy Way Magazine. We had a really just very down-to-earth interview with him on my show. I do a show every Saturday, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. You guys know.
That was a good show, yeah.
And the show I just did, we had an actual prophet from God, you know, that was prophesizing over people. It was pretty awesome. And then we had Vince Vaughn's mother, Shay Vaughn. She's one of our media partners as well. And so our show is going to be airing on Women on TV. And just there's more and more, and more people keep coming to us. I mean, we've had at least 4 or 5 new media outlets, media networks. We had a new one that approached us that's all about positive life living through music. And
what was that about again? Because you were a little broken up on it. Repeat that last sentence.
Positive life living through music.
Oh, okay. That I heard.
And,
all right. Positive
and,
life
and
living
so,
through music. Cool.
Yeah. So there's a lot of there's more and more positive light given light like minded. Networks that are starting to come to us. They're starting to feel what we're doing, the whole flipping TV for the better, flipping media for the better. You know, a lot of people are coming to us to want to get on board that train, which is expanding the distribution, which is pretty exciting. Yeah. So the show, you know, we're going to keep rocking out content, guys. So subscribe to it. We're going to keep having fun. And then the events, I got big events, and we're going to be bringing on more people. So it's not just going to be us. It's going to be us empowering those influencers and then us taking on what they have on their calendars. And just creating more opportunities for you guys, the listeners and the members, the subscribers and the supporters, all of our Easy Way family. So I got to go. Happy Memorial Day, everybody. You know, thank you to all of our veterans and everybody that fought for our country. And thank you to Radio Boomer.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks for popping on, Eric. And you guys want to remind you about Tyler'sCoffee.com. Finally, a coffee that has a healthy niche to it. And the Grace Women's Conference coming up in August. Sleep Solutions Now. I'm going to be taking possibly a little trip to the Alamo, and I'll keep you guys informed on that. That'll be kind of fun. I'm going to see if I can get Tom to go with me. So go to EasyWayNetwork.com. Easy Way Magazine coming out June 15th. Inspired Images. We got a launch date. Well, we don't have the date yet, but that's going to be exciting down in Vista. And remember, guys, stay active, stay healthy, keep the faith. Radio Boomers Live. Signing out until next week. So long, guys.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.